Okay, I'm Xanthi Behrman. I'm at Stand and Calling with Gengar. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So you're about to do your set at Stand and Calling. How long are you on for?
We're trying to work it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it's longer than we've been doing on it. So 45, I think.
We're gonna go for about 45 minutes, I reckon.
Do you have a big finale?
I'd say so. Big-ish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Got like a foam machine. It's gonna be nuts.
Bubbles.
Yeah, exactly.
You are a quartet, a guitar band. Where's the other two guys?
Probably lying down somewhere.
Danny was asleep on the seats in the van.
We're quite snake-like, you know. We have to conserve our energy for the strike, which will be our performance at 7 o'clock.
Fantastic. What else have you been up to recently then?
It's pretty much festival season for us, and that's kind of about it really. We're always working on other stuff as well, but our focus in the moment is really just on kind of the festivals up to the end of the year, you know, until we
Fantastic. And you had your second album was released this year.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It's keeping us busy, which is
fantastic.
Nice, you know.
Yeah, no, we've got lots of festivals from it, so that's kind of what you'd hope for an album.
And are you working on the third album yet?
Couldn't possibly disclose that sort of information at this stage.
It's a need-to-know basis.
You know, we're keeping cards very close to the chest with that one.
Solid maybe.
So I would imagine that we'll be touring again, hopefully kind of early on next year. That's the plan. We did quite an extensive run of the UK, must have been a few months ago now, and we finished up in Cocoa in London, so that felt like kind of quite a monumental moment for us, and definitely one that we've kind of savored that moment. So yeah, we're kind of excited about what happens next, really. You know, I think it seems to keep getting bigger and at kind of a manageable speed for us.
Do you have like a 5-year plan? I mean, is that the sort of thing bands do nowadays?
We don't personally, no. I think maybe other people do for us, but I'm not
we
sure.
try and make sure that we've got things planned for the next day, and that's about as far ahead as we normally think about things.
The next day.
Or maybe, you know.
Hugh, the next day.
He's exaggerating. I'd say the next week or two. We know what we're doing.
So when you do an album, though, how do you plan the songs and how do you choose which songs go on the album?
It's always a tricky one, you know. I think there's kind of more often than not, there are obvious ones that are kind of, you know, probably your best songs, and I think that they kind of go undisputed, and then it's kind of a bit of a bum fight for the rest of it, you know, because you can go a lot of different ways with the album. I guess it depends what you kind of want it to convey as well. You can select, I think, you know, with the last album we probably wrote around 30 songs for it, so you know, we could have picked completely different songs for that album and it would have said something completely different. So I think you have to kind of look at the bigger picture and what each song does and how it works collectively, you know.
So thinking that those songs that you didn't use, do you chuck those away or are they for the third album?
Temporarily.
No, we don't normally.
It's never been.
No.
But
we rarely look backwards on that stuff, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, we try to have them in, you know, in our back pockets, but we try not to use them. We try just write new stuff.
We haven't used any of it yet,
no.
So I don't think we're going to start doing it now.
No, okay. Well, good luck with the set today.
Thank you.
Can we find more about you? Have you got a website that we can go to?
You can find everything at Genga.com.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you spell the name right, I guess, which is GENGAHR, you just slap that into Google and all sorts will come up.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time, guys. Enjoy your set. Thank you.
Cheers.